The leader of the Great Lakes Environmental Law Center says there are economic, environmental, and public health benefits to the state of Michigan if Proposal 3 is approved in November. Nick Schreck says the state is on pace to meet the 10% from renewable energy mandate by 2015 and could meet the 25% requirement in 13 years. Schreck says despite concerns raised by opponents, the ballot proposal limiting renewable sources to wind, solar, biomass, and hydro wouldn't prevent the state from benefiting from advances in renewable energy technology.
There's a new type of wind turbine that comes online. Certainly that could be used to harness the wind. Or a new type of solar panel. You know, Dow Chemical, they've come up with a solar shingle that they're putting on roofs now in other states and kind of rolling out that product. I mean, those types of things certainly would fit under the ballot initiative. It doesn't say you have to use existing technology today to get to the 25% standard.
The Clean, Affordable, Renewable Energy for Michigan Coalition, or CARE, is opposing the ballot initiative. CARE members say the proposal will be too costly for Michigan, the mandate shouldn't be part of the state constitution, and it's too vague. Andrew Cluley, WEMU News.